Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian to talk about winter preparedness.
Before we know it, winter is going to be upon us, and we have to worry about getting through the traffic, getting through the roads for that season, and you're certainly making preparations for plowing and treatment of roads, right?
Yeah, so in September, we had taken all of our salt delivery for the year. We buy all of our salt pre-season to fill our salt sheds completely, and then we have a contract to take a certain amount of salt throughout the winter season as well, so we make sure we have an adequate supply as we go through the winter. So again, we've taken all that salt delivery pre-season. We have been through all but I think one truck that's broke down as far as getting the plow and salt and sand spreaders, all the maintenance work done and any repairs that are needed. You know, a couple weeks ago when Western Iowa was getting snow, we probably weren't quite 100% there, but I can say all but one truck is ready to go, and the snow plows for the graders are all ready to go as well.
It's kind of a tricky thing, naturally, because you have to prepare in advance, but you could always have a mild winter and hardly use any, or you could have a once-in-a-lifetime winter where you get socked with 30 inches of snow and then need all the equipment and all the salt you can get on, and even more when necessary. Do you have any way of projecting how your winter is going to look?
We don't. About 10 years ago, the county built an additional salt storage shed, which set us up better for those longer winters. So we're always prepared for an above average winter, you know, kind of a record-breaking winter. We may have some shortfalls or have to start rationing salt a little bit, depending on availability. Our contract that we have with the Central Iowa Salt Group does allow us some flexibility to go a certain percentage under or a certain percentage over our contracted tonnage, which is really nice, because then we're guaranteed up to a 30% over our contract. And, you know, if we don't need to take it during the winter season, then we can actually go under and save a little bit of money. You mentioned preparing equipment. You know, our trucks, you know, they run all year for various reasons. They're not specifically snow plow vehicles. So, you know, there's kind of that break point in the fall season when, okay, we need to get them ready for the winter season. So that means we can't do certain tasks. So we kind of have to play the forecast a little bit there. And when do we get ready and when do we hold off?
I imagine the reverse is true in the springtime. When do you take the plows off and they get them back for spring-summer use?
Yeah, a lot of times we do a lot of flip-flop in the springtime. Spring of 2018 was a good example of that. Winter kind of drug on. We were already into some of our other maintenance operations for the year, so we had to kind of keep bouncing back and forth, which every time you do that, not only do you lose a day from plowing snow, but you lose the next day in cleaning all that calcium chloride off the trucks and getting the plows off again. So, yeah, you just kind of play that game when you have to.
And, of course, hardest of all, and I don't think people may not give enough credit to your drivers, because when you get really swamped with a snow plow, they can be going, like, almost around the clock, and sometimes even have to pull over and take some rest, because there's so much to be done, and drivers have to keep in mind that your drivers are going the best they can, and you have to give them a little leeway to get caught up, right?
Yeah, so our trucks don't run between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. We don't run around the clock like the Iowa DOT, and so when we do come in at 4 a.m., we may run till 6 or 8 p.m., and that's one driver in that seat, like you said. So, you know, we do take breaks throughout the middle of the day to try to eliminate fatigue and, you know, get the drivers out, get them walking around, get them a lunch break, that type of thing. So, yeah, when we're running either the trucks or the motor graders on the gravel, that's one guy you're seeing in there from 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. Through various storms, and we have to take that into account as we get longer storms, you know, that progress over 2 or 3 day periods. So we have to, you know, schedule our hours accordingly. And that may mean stopping early one day before the route is completely done so we can get them home and get them some much needed sleep.
Thanks to Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.